American Exceptionalism News Network.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We just had John Martinez commercial free for an hour. Very, very important. You want to listen to the podcast when we're done here. Sometime today, and please feel free to podcast yourself. It'll be up and running the second hour. And this is the second installment of what's going on with the caravan and everything else. I think you're getting the real picture of this so-called liberation theology movement, which is a part and parcel to what, of course, you remember Reverend Jeremiah Wright. He was a liberation theologist. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they've been quite disruptive in South and Central America over the years. That's just not the only ones. You've got the Catholic Church that's been terribly involved down there in creating all this turmoil. And, of course, where's the Pope from? Argentina. And what about Chapman University, the communist cell that Chapman University in Orange, California, my alma mater, has become with Professor Peter McLaren and his element down there, Maoist element, and we are seeing the ravages of communism starting to take hold actually in Orange County, California. It's just a cell. It's a big one. It has connections into Santa Ana and Irvine and Fullerton and places like that in Orange County, California. You would never have thunk it, right? But they're here, and now it's time to start cleaning them out. I think that's really what it is. When you start realizing that what they are really trying to do is commit sedition and destroy the United States of America, that is a fact. That is a fact. That's what's going on. Pretty strong stuff, but, you know, it's time to get real strong, especially if you're in California, because we are the tip of the spear out here, the tip of the sword. We are the tip, even the tip of the bullet. We are the ones that must, of course, stop the madness. And with our thoughts and prayers from everybody and also, of course, support of President Trump, we will accomplish that. And we will. We will prevail. I think it's starting to come a little bit more obvious to people who the enemy is of the United States. And see, for so long they've been diffuse. That's been their beauty. They have been diffuse. They've been your friends. They've been this, that, and the other. And let me show you the shining path. That's what we're up to. And, of course, one of the great things that in the first hour we were talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams. You need to listen. You need to listen to all 3 hours of the podcast because you get it in toto what we are doing here this morning. You understand that, you know, Scott, who just returned yesterday from Europe, a European vacation, right? Well, I don't think, knowing Scott, it was far from a vacation as he was doing a lot of research and things like that. And he obviously pulled some things right out of the hat because he noticed that the last time he was in Europe, and he had traveled to Europe several times, but the last time he was in Europe years ago, it's completely diminished the middle class at this time around. And he can see it. He can actually see it. There's no middle class in Europe any longer like it used to be. And that's because of the European Union. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Now we have this whole situation here in California. That was the comparison that we made in the first hour. There's no middle class. The middle class is completely disappearing. And, you know, look what we get. We get poverty on one end and we get oligarchs on the other. Like 120-some billionaires that live in Silicon Valley alone. Talk about plundering, right? And what do they bring? Well, they bring tax revenues to California, but that's really in doubt right now. The tech stocks are faltering in a big way, in a big way. And, of course, what does that mean? Tax revenue for California, the state, is going to diminish rapidly. Tech stocks are at risk. Chris Street called it right. He's always right. What's up with that guy? He's always right. He has that. Remember, he's got that room in his house, and it's a big room, black room. Everything's black. Table in the middle of the room with a big crystal ball that lights up. That's it. And he comes in to the room, and when he wants information, he lays his hand on the crystal ball, and he's filled up. Then he comes and tells us what's going on. I'm just kidding. The guy's brilliant. But he's called this recession that's happening in the tech stocks, and which is going to hit Silicon Valley very, very hard. And ultimately, it's going to hit the California state government, which is going to cause destabilization of the California state government. And we stand ready at New California. We know this is going to happen. It's inevitable. It's pretty obvious now. Anybody with, a brain. No, not really. Most people with brains use them very well. They're just not accustomed to hearing these kind of things. And once they get in tune, though, as we have been finding with New California, once we tune people up for about the first 30 seconds of our presentations that we give, they go, wow, we're on board. We get it. They just need the realization that the way the world is now today is much different than what they remember 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And why? We tell them why. We tell them the truth about why California is it's a dead state. It's a dead state. It really is. And you don't know it. I mean, there's so much momentum and still wealth that drives it all, but the structuring, you know, people have to have a plan. And the founding fathers knew people had to be guided by a plan and respect the plan. And in California, nobody respects the plan. Well, and let me tell you about the Constitution of the United States. People, the reason why the Constitution has stood so long is because people have recognized the plan, and they've revered the plan. They respected the Constitution. They respected that plan. But here in California, they didn't. And of course, over the times that the Constitution, California's Constitution from 1879, the plan has been revised about 540 some times. Yeah, no one respects it. Oh, how many? 27 times for the United States Constitution in all of our history? You know, when you go around and keep changing the plans, it shouldn't be any surprise that you don't get to where you want to go in the end. And in the end, where they wanted us to go was to pile up on each other, literally, and destroy our own governance system. And that would be the first crack in the armor, if you will, for the union of states that we call the United States of America. And that's what they want. This is why when we read our grievances, we're always talking about secession. That really the governor wants to secede. The communist governor wants to secede from the union. And that would break up the Union of States now, wouldn't it? But, you know, we take the other position, of course, with New California. We want to grow the Union. We want to grow the United States of America. That's why we're forming a state from within. The enemies within, I guess, is how they say it. But, you know, the trajectory for New California is certain. It will happen. The pathway is here. And we're following the pathway. Anyway. We're going to try the phone lines again. Now that Scott's back, We might have these phone lines up and operating. So we're going to check it out here at the break. And the telephone number is 215-867-8255. If you do want to call in, 215-867-8255. Talking about the caravan, all the things going on in Central and South America. People are starting to wake up. And all the things are worst nightmares. Some are being realized. But we need to wake up from the stupor to take on those added things. Anyway, New California, we're going to be having a town hall in Yuba City, California on the 5th of November. You might want to check this one out. Go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get all the directions. It's going to be at the Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California. And the festivities start at 6:30. So we'll have a short meeting to begin with the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, and then it'll be New California. And you'll be able to see the representatives from Nevada County, from Butte County, from maybe Colusa County, Yuba County, and certainly Sutter County, because we'll all but one. Larry, he's not going to be there. But anyway, you'll get the drift of what's going on with New California. You get a lot of explanations as to what's going on and how we work and function and all the things, the expectations about what's going on. So anyway, look forward to that. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, Agenda 21 Radio, 821R.com. And please email me, paul@821R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And we will attempt to take your phone calls, 215-867-8255. I'm hoping that everything is working out the right way. And if we can get all this stuff taken care of, it'll be great. If we can, that's the simple question. So 215-867-8255 is the call in line. Okay, so this is what is going on with Donald Trump right now. Exclusive Trump targeting birthright citizenship with executive order. This is Axios. President Trump plans to sign an executive order that would remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born in the U.S. soil, he said yesterday in an exclusive interview for Axios on HBO. A new four-part series debuting on HBO this Sunday at 6:30 p.m., Axios on HBO. Okay, so Axios has not been on HBO, so here's Axios. Why it matters. This would be the most dramatic move yet in Trump's hardline immigration campaign, this time targeting anchor babies and chain migration, and it will set off another standoff with the courts as Trump's power to do this through executive action is debatable, to say the least. Apparently, they haven't been reading the headlines about the number of people appointed to the courts by Donald J. Trump. Take that. Take that, you silly goose. Come on. Says, I don't think it's debatable at this point. He's getting more and more power in the courts. That's the problem for the other side. That's the flaw for the other side. Trump told Axios on HBO that he has run the idea of ending birthright citizenship behind by his counsel and plans to proceed with the highly controversial move, which certainly will face legal challenges. This is what comments that he said. I don't know how they did this little interview here, but we're going to chime in at least on, we have a couple minutes of it. We'll see how this all plays out. So hold on. By the way, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255.
On immigration, some legal scholars believe you can get rid of birthright citizenship without changing the Constitution.
Executive order.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. 14th Amendment.
You don't. Number one, you don't need that. Number two,
I mean, that's in dispute.
You could definitely
that's very much in dispute.
Well, you can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
a very interesting
question.
I didn't think.
Have you talked about it with counsel? No, I'm the president. We don't need no stinking lawyers. Axios, these guys are young bucks. That's good, though. You know, I applaud this sort of thing.
I think anybody but knew that but me. I thought I was the only one. Jonathan,
I've got
impressed.
A good guess. Good
I'm
guess.
Impressed.
Axios, there you go. So Axios, that was the little clip that they put together for Axios. A little too late on that one. So, you know, the issue is going to become with the 14th Amendment. You know, we have been utilizing the First Amendment for everything, pretty much the First Amendment to the Constitution. Oh, my gosh, amendment. You know, there's a lot of people don't understand. There's like three documents for the founding of this country, and they all work together still to this day. Do not buy into these, oh, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a constitutionalist. I know what I'm doing. There's a parade of people that are disinformational at best. I mean, well, to some it's deliberate. They've got an agenda to be quote constitutionalist, and they're really not. They're false constitutionalists. The first, you know, when these people crop up and say, I am a constitutionalist, I know it. What does that mean? It doesn't mean squat. And when every single one of these guys has always been behaving the same way. Circular discussions about the Constitution, nothing really being permanent or firmly ensconced and understood. There's never any talk about how the three work together. I mean, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. This whole thing about New California with the Declaration of Independence has shocked me into reality about what people who proclaim to be constitutional lawyers or constitutionalists, the originalists who know about the Constitution and really know how it really functions, how all the parts work together, because it's like a machine in a sense. You know, the word parts need to fit together to make it kind of crank. You know what I mean? Just it moves and it moves and it moves. It creates that pathway forward. It's a machine that can go down the road, basically. And a lot of people don't understand that. But these constitutionalists, you have these kinds that have really come into organizing, like political parties. This is something that's been well honed over time. You've seen the disruption by people that are disruptors. They're provocateurs that come into political parties. The Republican Party in California is replete with this. The destruction of the California Republican Party has been at the hands of these kind of folks who come in. Oh, they know more than you. But they're actors, and they have a mission. They really do have a mission. They've got a mission that's not aligned with actually even the United States sovereignty, in my opinion. They're here to deliberately destruct and destroy. And it's kind of interesting to see how the once you recognize them and you get them, it's like, they're out, you know. You can take care of them, but I've always found, especially now in the last several years, that, I'm a constitutionalist. And then you ask them, what I've discovered that the first 5 minutes of the Constitution conversation with these so-called constitutionalists, you find out whether or not they understand it at all. Really. You get it. And I've had, they don't call me anymore. I'm shocked they don't. They just don't call me anymore. And ultimately, what they are is sources of disinformation is what they really are constitutionally. That's the gig. That's what a lot of people don't understand. They are actually truly the sources of disinformation, which of course it plays badly when they are the sources of disinformation that people would even remotely consider their acceptance into, I gotta figure this out here real quick. Their acceptance into normal mainstream thought and ideology. Just so it goes, you know? Just so it goes. Anyway, we're coming up against a break here pretty soon, and we're gonna continue this conversation about the 14th Amendment, I suspect. I think we'll probably, I don't know if I want to talk about that right now, the 14th Amendment, but we're going to come back to this because it's all about the caravan and everything else going on right now. But there's a lot of other things happening. I just want to lay this out, that what we have right now is Donald Trump is now considering birthright citizenship. Now, I mentioned this in the first hour about this whole birthright citizenship and about the baby factories and so on, about the women who come across, fly in from China, they're 9 months pregnant, they land them. They bring them into these birthing houses. Irvine, California is really big on this. It's an industry. It's become an industry where you have whole parts of buildings and complexes and condominium complexes that are bought up, and basically they're birthing babies there. Well, at least they take them to the hospital. But the pregnant women come in. You know, dozens of pregnant women roaming around, and they rent the place for a month, and they get babies born, and they're U.S. citizens. They fly them back to, say, China. And they're U.S. citizens in China. And you see, that opens a door for a lot of these people financially to hide their money in the United States. You probably didn't know that. Wink, wink, nod, nod. We get it. We understand what's going on. We totally understand what's going on. Anyway, we're coming up against a break, like I said, and visit our website at a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And MyPillow, sponsor of Agenda 21 Radio. You can buy mattresses, you can buy pillowcases, you can buy toppers, you can buy anything with MyPillow. And remember, the code word is Agenda for MyPillow. And stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this is what we're getting. This came up with Fox News just a minute ago. It says, where are we at here? I'm going to try and get you an audio thing here. Griff Jenkins is reporting in Oaxaca. Oaxaca, known for great pot back in the day. Back in the early day, when you had high content THC, it was Oaxaca. Oaxaca, Oaxaca. You know, that was the good stuff. And but now, this is the headline that we have coming out. It says, migrant caravans leaders reportedly demand safe and dignified transport as enthusiasm erodes. Does that have anything to do with the military? With the military coming down to erode support? Some of these soldier types might be the only ones left standing. As they come to the border. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Because maybe these desperados would, maybe they'd like to take on our military. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
With the Oaxaca Municipal Police right now, so you can get a sight of really how big this caravan is. They're on top of this bridge in Niltepec because they want to catch rides to keep going. This is about a mile long all the way up there. 18-wheelers, oil tankers, buses, as people try and make their way towards America, completely not deterred in any way by President Trump saying he's putting 5,200 troops on the border, or the fact that he says that he may change even birthright citizenship. And what's even more, guys, is that not one, but two more caravans have been inspired by the success in advance of this one. There is a large group battling on the Guatemala-Mexico border now with police trying to cross a river there, much like this one did. And a third one down in El Salvador making its way up to the Guatemala-Mexico border. They're going to join them. If you add those two together, they're a few thousand in numbers, too. So it would appear this seems to be growing at this point, guys.
Wow. So the numbers are growing. They're not being deflected.
Yeah, Griff, we've interviewed so many people out here on the Fox Square today, and number one issue clearly is immigration for them and for these voters.
And thank you very much for giving us that unique point of view as you are there on the top of that truck.
Interesting. That's Griff Jenkins. Headline reports, migrant caravan leaders reportedly demand safe and dignified transport as enthusiasm and roads. So you hear that from Griff Jenkins, you read this from Fox News. Which is it? Should I stay or should I go? Which is it? Talk to me, Goose. Which is it? Do we know which one it is? And that's really the long and short of it, isn't it? And whether or not they're going to stay or are they going to go? Might want to try the call-in line. You know, people are trying to call in, like right now. We've got someone on the line, and I want to make sure that, we're going to go live here and see what happens. No, answer, no, not working. This is very frustrating when you go on air and your guest can't go on air. Hello? Can we hear you now? No, okay. We're going to figure that one out. Anyway, so this is, but the article, let's see what the, it says, a morale appears to be eroding. Now, this is from Greg Norman at Fox News. I have no idea where he is at or what he's reporting. Morale appears to be eroding inside the migrant caravans pushing towards the United States, with members dropping out to return home, some opting to try their luck in Mexico and others demanding safe and dignified transport as the endless walking begins to take its toll. The first of these three caravans attempting the journey is still at least 1,000 miles away from the U.S.-Mexican border, and a Fox News crew traveling with the leading team caravan Tuesday observed migrants lining a bridge outside the town of Niltepec, hoping to get rides in a series of buses that were lined up. Says the caravan is estimated to contain 4,000 people, but the number is slowly shrinking as weary travelers drop out or apply for protected status in Mexico, spurring the caravan's leaders to make the request to help the transportation to Mexico's capital, according to the Associated Press. Of the friends that I have been with, all want to go back. This is Hazel Ismar Hernandez, a 28-year-old mother of three from Honduras, told the news agency. Hernandez added she decided to drop out of the caravan after hearing from her husband her three-year-old daughter back home had stopped eating because she missed her mother. She was one of a group of migrants Monday who gathered at a checkpoint near... I missed the line. My dyslexia kicked in. At a checkpoint near Tapultec to ask for help returning home to Honduras. Many fled that country weeks ago to join the caravan in a bid to escape Honduras' pervasive poverty and violence. Remember that middle class that doesn't exist in socialist countries? Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Both President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have confirmed the presence of gang members inside the caravan, and as the days become weeks, reports of infighting between travelers have come out. Migrants from... Okay, all right. Reports of incoming... this is a bad headline for... God, it's so... I don't know. It's misleading. This is exactly what I was saying was at the very beginning of this before we introduced this and talked about this. You're probably going to get a lot of people going to drop off, but the problem is what's going to happen is you're going to be left with all these monsters, if you will, the gangsters and the hardcore military types, which is what we are seeing at the very front. Notice that Griff Jenkins said that they were doing battle, literally, with people at the border in Mexico. That's those military types that I'm telling you about. These guys are hardcore. I mean, they are hardcore. They are absolutely hardcore. Migrants in the leading caravan are planning Tuesday to walk to Yucatan, a trek of some 32 miles from their starting point this morning, the Associated Press reported. They were observed by a Fox News crew yesterday getting help in the form of rides offered by trucks and other vehicles. Romero Nolasco, the mayor of Zantepec, said locals there Monday organized a bus and several trucks to carry caravan members. Yeah. A little misleading headline there by Fox. And number one issue, at least in New York. Really? So nice to know, Ainsley. Anyway, stay with us when we come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow pop. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be this is again an announcement. We're going to be reading grievance number 41. And those of you who have been following New California said, well, you're only going to go to 40 grievances. Well, you know, we changed our mind. We changed our mind that we're not going to go to just 40 grievances. It's now 95. So we've got another 55 more to go, and today's is going to be a dinger, humdinger. Now, also, some of our counties now are starting to write their own grievances. We have four or five of them that are writing their own grievances. And, you know, they should grieve against the state, of course. So that's going to be part of what we're doing now. That's just part of the trip, if you know what I mean. You know, it's kind of interesting when every once in a while you want to read some of the comments that are some of the stuff that goes on. Take yourselves home. Make your country better. Yeah, if they didn't have people deliberately destroying their country. Now, that's something else. Interfering and destroying, disrupting seems to be certain people do that. Certain organizations are highly skilled at that. But the question is, are the wheels coming off? I don't think so. The headline that they've got for that story that we just had on, are the wheels coming? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is totally irresponsible. Talk about irresponsibilities. Actor James Cromwell warns of blood in the streets if Democrats don't win election. Who is this guy? I was honored at the fourth annual call for change in the United States. What a moron. This is actors, please. You're actors. You're make-believe mentalities. You're not real people. You have no credibility in the real world. In the arts world, you have some. But I don't even know who this guy is. Frequently, he's been arrested for his... But this is... Okay, who is this guy? This is... And we're giving him publicity over this. Cromwell, real old guy, older than me. That means he's really old, but he's really older than me. I can see that. So he's a character actor. James Cromwell was honored at the 4th Annual Carney Awards. Like Carnival? Is that what it is? Carney Awards, where he used his platform to call for change in the United States and warn of violence if President Trump and his allies remain in office. Cromwell, a noted character actor known for his roles in projects such as Babe, The Green Mile, Big Hero 6, Broadwalk Empire, An American Horror Story, is also a political activist. Of course he is, because he's really got no work. A character actor who has worked with such organizations as the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA. Yeah, they're really ethical. PETA. Really. Start lining. What is wrong? I'm so cynical. Not really. But I am. I'm acting cynical. Get out of it. Straighten out. Speaking to Variety at the event, he warned of the turn that he sees America taking and cautioned there will be blood in the streets. Blood in the streets, right? There's even some sort of, there might be some sort of thing here for video for him. Wild Turkey gives back, I don't know about that. This is nascent fascism, he said. We always had a turnkey totalitarian state. All we needed was an excuse. And all of the institutions were in place to turn this into pure fascism, Cromwell said. If we don't stop President Trump now, then we will have a revolution for real. Then there will be blood in the streets. The star who previously played George H.W. Bush in Oliver Stone's W. Echo. Oh, that's where he gets his credibility. He's a Bushy. These sentiments during his acceptance speech, where he warned that he believes the country is headed toward. So he's an ex-president. Well, he played one. So therefore, he's got credibility. Like he knows anything. And it's clear that he doesn't. We're living in very serious times, and something is coming up which is desperately important to this country and to this planet. And that is an election. To the planet. It's wonderful when you can play God to the planet, too, and be an actor, a character actor at the same time. That's because he played a president one time, and he knows for you and me, he knows how it should be. So therefore, it's supposed to be. Anyway, see, I'm really getting cynical of these folks, aren't I? As we all should. Look at where they've brought us with their control of the media. That's something to think about. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance 41 coming today. You can see the other grievances, all 40 of them, on the video on YouTube. Just Google them. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. And tomorrow we got to get back down with it. You know, I mean, check this out. This is something that was really important for us.
America! Beautiful people! Look at this. This is amazing. You know what? I never thought in a million years we would see such a movement happening in this nation. The time is now. Wonderful people, look at this. It's like taking it all in, and how do you grasp it all? Donald Trump is our president. Okay, now I need for you to help me. I'm looking for somebody named Jermaine Bazio. Where's Jermaine Bazio? Where's Jermaine? If you see Jermaine, I do a podcast called The Four J's, where there's four black Americans that love this country, respect the president, and we do everything we can to fight for everybody in this nation. So I started this thing called Vote Dem Out. Okay, so I started that right after Trump became president. And it dawned on me, I'm like, how come no one's ever done this? I mean, it makes sense. Vote them out. And every time, so many of you haven't seen it because the media do not want you to know that a black person doesn't hate white people. Realize what the left has been telling us has been a total lie. They don't want you to see it. I went to the White House yesterday with President Trump. What a wonderful thing. There was between 300 to 400 black conservatives there, and I've never seen so many Trump hats, MAGA hats in one place ever before. It was so awesome. And the media doesn't want to tell anybody because they don't want you to know what is happening across this nation.
That was Will Johnson, of course, part of New California, but also Unite America First, and he was with the president 2 days ago. Actually, Thursday, Friday, I guess it was. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21. Oh, by the way, he's a senator for New California. Just thought I'd let you know. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.